What's going on, party people? Hey. It is 2:07 in the Los Angeles area. You are locked and loaded to the CBS Evening News. Care of MC Dan Rather Dale Booth. We're just about to fire up the podcast and get this Monday going. 7 minutes behind schedule, but I would like to note that I walked in the doors of Kill Radio at 2:00. I checked my phone.
You're on.
I was here.
You're on.
We are on. We are live. You are locked and loaded with us. And we're going to have a big old rock and roll party today. I guarantee you that. So... Shaking your ass to this right now, you're not alive. Talk.
So what you want to do with this is you don't want to barbecue it. You just want to toast the end. Know what I mean? If you ain't vaping to the stones, you ain't vaping, cuz. Any album that's called Sticky Fingers has got to be pretty dope. All right, here it comes. Hit me, baby. Hurts so good. Come on. 7 minutes and 16 seconds. That's how long songs used to go back when they mattered, back in the 1970s. Nowadays, you're stuck with me. Well, me and my smelly band of pirate bums. Bon appetit.
Please go to our Facebook thread, Tucker Dale Booth, Redondo Beach, California, on the killradio.org Facebook thread from today, and leave your comments, suggestions, insults.
You're locked and loaded here with LA's own Kill Radio in the ethnic part of Hollywood.
We're now going to progress to
Tucker Booth needs a job.
Hey, Shaitan needs a job too.
Tucker Booth from Redondo Beach here on killradio.org. You're doing it sweater style even when it's the middle of summer. That's because I'm so hot, I'm lactating.
www.killradio.org.
Let's just have a not so shy John moment.
Whatever. Hey, I spend the week doing the same thing, being good to people and being kind and reaching out, and I never get laid. Anyway, be good to each other. Use your emotions in a good way, treat your kids right, and be a part of the change you'd like to see in the world.
Man, that last song had a bunch of different layers. I could hear that on the radio.
DJ Innovation.
You know.
Bump it or dump it.
If you want to get your music played on here, you got to submit your shit, if you know what I'm saying.
And tune in Mondays to Tucker Booth Needs a Job from 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA's own killradio.org.
It's the return of the Wild Style Passionists. What's going on, party people? Monday,
Tucker Booth, Shy John, how you doing?
Hi. Hey, from the merry band of unwashed pirates. Isn't that what you said?
Something like that. The pestilent group of pirates we have here at killradio.org.
That would be me.
You and the alleged bedbugs. No, we're not going there.
Alleged.
So anyways, it's Martin Luther King Day, in case you didn't know or didn't get out of work because your boss is evil.
Or had work.
Yeah. So for those of you that didn't know, it is Martin Luther King Day. And I thought we would reflect a tad on the meaning of the day before we move on with our usual barrage of underground heat. So
and freshness.
I was thinking about it. John, maybe we'll start by asking you, since I have you here.
Uh-oh.
When you think of Martin Luther King, or Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and his legacy, what's the usual things that pop into your head?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of years to think about it. And, that's, you know, one white guy asking another white guy in itself these days is controversial, but it has a great effect on me in that I did take it to heart all those years ago and ever since, and really have tried to be absolutely as if you were talking to someone on the telephone. You know what I mean? It's not make any conclusions whatsoever about anybody, because you can't, as my mother always told me, because you can't. And I would say that, and I was thinking about that today. That's what I was thinking about today, is that whenever you hear any recording of a Martin Luther King speech, he said a lot of things about for black people and about black people, because they were especially repressed in the day. But he always ended his stuff with, and for all people, and for all poor people. And he was repping for a lot of people. He was a reverend. And so I think he had a much bigger heart for all the people who get repressed and crushed. So we need to take that into account. I had a long conversation yesterday with my handicapped neighbor. He's in a wheelchair. He's only got one leg, I believe because it was blown off in Afghanistan. So that does make him a disabled vet. He's a highly intelligent man. And he was talking about an instance where he got off the metro and had an argument with a lady because, you know, where you put your bike on the train? That's where you put your wheelchair if you're stuck in one. And people were being obstinate with him about putting his wheelchair where it goes when he had no other choice in the matter. And the lady, and I won't tell you anything about the cultural background of the lady who got off the metro and confronted him and said something to the effect of, "You people get all the breaks."
Well, and you're speaking on kind of the bigger topic I was going for, which is humanizing each other. I think Dr. King was a big believer in seeing everyone as part of the one human race instead of individual races that separated and divided us. I know there was talk of that. Obviously, he was specifically working for African-American rights, and I think it's important to be specific there.
Way important.
Because he made a humongous impact in the world at that point as far as giving African-Americans and minorities, including women and homosexuals, more rights in the world. And when people are flip and callous about that and say, oh, yeah, it's like, look around, it's not like it's any better. Bullshit. And I've got an editorial here that I came prepared to read to back up my assertion that I don't believe that nothing has changed. I think Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made a huge impact on the world with what he did.
We get complacent.
And he urged us to be the people that are the torchbearers that take that forward for him.
Certain cultures did persist, to be sure, and certain ignorant lineages did persist on all sides as well. And the stereotypes persist and all of those things. But at the same time, he made amazing, amazing strides. We have a black president, if I may point out.
Yes, and I did think about Dr. King when Barack Obama won in LA.
Yeah.
It's kind of an inevitable
thing to do. It still means something to me. It still means something to me, and I think that Barack Obama is an intellectual man. Whatever sides he may be on at this point and who he's representing, well, he is still a politician, and he is still in the position that he's in, which is the position that every president gets put in. And I think he knows stuff we don't know, which is inevitable. And I still have a lot of respect for that man, a lot more respect for that man than his predecessor.
Well, not to get completely side topic, side shy John or anything. Oh, and by the way, there's just been an announcement of Barack Obama Day this coming summer. So anyways,
to a theater near you.
I want to read this editorial before we move on. So this is from the Daily Kos, KOS, Daily Kos. And it's called "Most of You Have No Idea What Martin Luther King Actually Did." It says, "This will be a very short diary. It will not contain any links or any scholarly references. It is about a very narrow topic from a very personal, subjective perspective. The topic at hand is what Martin Luther King actually did, what it was that he actually accomplished. What most people who reference Dr. King seem not to know is how Dr. King actually changed the subjective experience of life in the United States for African Americans." And yeah, I said African Americans, not for Americans, because his main impact was his effect on the lives of African Americans, not on Americans in general. His main impact was not to make white people nicer or fairer. That's why some of us who are African Americans get a bit possessive about his legacy. Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy, despite what our civil religion teaches us, is not colorblind. Head below the fold to read about what Martin Luther King actually did. Now I'm going to skip forward a little bit, but if you'd like to read more, it's dailykos.com. It's called "Most of You Have No Idea What Martin Luther King Actually Did." So I'm going to skip down to where it gets to him again, because they tell some personal anecdotes. They say, "Anyway, I was having this argument with my father about Martin Luther King and how his message was too conservative compared to Malcolm X's message. My father got really angry at me. It wasn't that he disliked Malcolm X, but his point was that Malcolm X hadn't accomplished anything as Dr. King had. I was kind of sarcastic and asked something like, 'So what did Martin Luther King actually, other than giving his I Have a Dream speech, do?' Before I tell you what my father told me, I want to digress, because at this point in our amnesiac national existence, my question pretty much reflects the national civic religion view of what Dr. King accomplished. He gave this great speech, or some people say he marched. I was so angry at Mrs. Clinton during the primaries when she said that Dr. King marched, but it was LBJ who delivered his Civil Rights Act. At this point, I would like to remind everyone exactly what Martin Luther King did, and it wasn't that he marched or gave a great speech. My father told me with a sort of cold fury, Dr. King ended the terror of living in the South. Please let this sink in and take my word and the word of my late father on this. If you are a white person who has always lived in the U.S. and never under a brutal dictatorship, you probably don't know what my father was talking about. But this is what the great Dr. Martin Luther King accomplished. Not that he marched, nor that he gave speeches. He ended the terror of living as a black person, especially in the South. I'm guessing that most of you, especially those having come fresh from seeing The Help, may not understand what this was all about. But living in the South and in parts of the Midwest and in many ghettos of the North was living under terrorism. It wasn't that black people had to use a separate drinking fountain or couldn't sit at lunch counters or had to sit in the back of the bus. You really must disabuse yourself of this idea. Lunch counters and buses were crucial symbolic planes of struggle that the civil rights movement used to dramatize the issue. But the main suffering in the South did not come from our inability to drink from the same fountain, ride in the front of the bus, or eat lunch at Woolworth's. It was that white people, mostly white men, occasionally went berserk and grabbed random black people, usually men, and lynched them. You all know about lynching, but you may forget or not know that white people also randomly beat black people, and the black people could not fight back for fear of even worse punishment. This constant low-level dread of atavistic violence is what kept the system running. It made life miserable, stressful, and terrifying for black people. White people also occasionally tried black people, especially black men, for crimes which they could not conceivably be guilty. With the willing participation of white women, they often accused black men of assault, which could be anything from rape to not taking off one's hat to reckless eyeballing. This is going to sound awful and perhaps a stain on my late father's memory, but when I was little, before the civil rights movement, my father taught me many, many humiliating practices in order to prevent the random terroristic berserk behavior of white people. The one I remember most is that when walking down the street in New York City, side by side, hand in hand with my hero father, if a white woman approached on the same sidewalk, I was to take off my hat and walk behind my father, because he had been taught in the South that black males, for some reason, were supposed to walk single file in the presence of any white lady. This was just one of many humiliating practices we were taught to prevent white people from going berserk.
I remember a huge family reunion one August with my aunts and uncles and cousins gathered around my grandparents' vast breakfast table laden with food from the farm, and the state troopers drove up to the house with a car full of rifles and shotguns, and everyone went kind of weirdly blank. They put on the masks that black people used back then not to provoke white berserkness. My strong, valiant, self-educated, articulate uncles, whom I adored, became shuffling step-and-fetch-its to avoid provoking the white men. Fortunately, the troopers were only looking for an escaped convict. Afterward, the women, my aunts, were furious at the humiliating performance of the men and said so, something that even a child could understand. This is the climate of fear that Dr. King ended. If you didn't get taught such things, let alone experience them, I caution you against invoking the memory of Dr. King as though he belongs exclusively to you and not primarily to African Americans. The question is, how did Dr. King do this? And of course, he didn't do it alone. Of all the civil rights leaders who helped Dr. King end this reign of terror, I think the most underappreciated is James Farmer, who founded the Congress of Racial Equality and was a leader of nonviolent resistance and taught the practices of nonviolent resistance. So what did they do? They told us, whatever you are most afraid of doing vis-a-vis white people, go do it. Go ahead down to City Hall and try to register to vote, even if they say no, even if they take your name down. Go ahead, sit at that lunch counter. Sue the local school board. All things that most black people would have said back then, without exaggeration, were stark, raving, insane, and would get you killed. If we did it all together, we'll be okay. They made black people experience the worst of the worst collectively that white people could dish out and discover that it wasn't that bad. They taught black people how to take a beating from the Southern cops, from police dogs, from fire department hoses. They actually coached young people how to crouch, cover their heads with their arms, and take the beating. They taught people how to go to jail, which terrified most decent people. And you know what? The worst of the worst wasn't that bad. Once people had been beaten, had dogs sicked on them, had fire hoses sprayed on them, and been thrown in jail, you know what happened? These magnificent young black people began singing freedom songs in jail. That, my friends, is what ended the terrorism of the South. Confronting your worst fears, living through it, and breaking out in a deep-throated freedom song. The jailers knew they had lost when they beat the crap out of these young people and then jailed them. Beaten young people began to sing joyously, first in one town, then in another. This is what the writer James Baldwin captured like no other writer of the era. Please, let this sink in. It wasn't marches or speeches. It was taking a severe beating, surviving, and realizing that our fears were mostly illusory and that we were free. So yes, Dr. King has many other goals, had many other goals, many other more transcendent non-racial policy goals. Goals that apply to white people too, like ending poverty, reducing the warlike aspects of our foreign policy, promoting the New Deal goal of universal employment, and so on. But his main accomplishment was ending 200 years of racial terrorism by getting black people to confront their fears. So please don't tell me what Martin Luther King's dream has not been achieved unless you know what racial terrorism was like back then and can make a convincing case you still feel it today. If you did not go through that transition, you're not qualified to say that the dream was not accomplished. This is what Dr. King did, not march, not give good speeches. He crisscrossed the South, organizing people, helping them not be afraid, and encouraging them, like Gandhi did in India, to take the beating that they had been trying to avoid all their lives. Once the beating was over, we were free. It wasn't the Civil Rights Act or the Voting Rights Act or the Fair Housing Act that freed us. It was taking the beating and thereafter not being afraid. So sorry, Mrs. Clinton, as much as I admire you, you were wrong on this one. Our people freed ourselves, and those acts, as important as they were only white people officially recognizing what we had done. That's by Hamden Rice. Daily Kos, that's KOS, dailykos.com. You want to read the whole piece?
That's some pretty strong stuff.
Yes.
It's a point. It's a point because it does represent a people, a portion of our population.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
But I think, too, you know, the ones that are militant and stuff that are really still very angry, and I can't argue with their righteous anger. You can't. An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. I'm sorry. You can't fight violence with violence because you're lowering yourself to the other game, to the original game. You're still playing the same game. But you got to put it down. And it's the only way to make an end. Look what's been going on in the Middle East.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother, man. I'm
you
with
can't
you.
Just carry that hurt and carry that anger forward. You gotta pay something else forward in order for it to change.
Well, getting heavy on you, dropping the heavy, thoughtful op-ed bombs on Needs a Job number 61, podcast number 61 today, John.
Don't lie.
I gotta say, I do want to give much respect to Martin Luther King Jr. And on behalf of everyone, I'd like to say thank you for all the work that you did. Real talk.
It takes a lot of people to make a country like America, and I think America needs to recognize that. And I'm not no breast-beating patriot nut or anything, but it's the only way that we can make it right, is if we make it right.
Let's get together and make it right. Let me tell you, brother. So let's get into some Pump It or Dump It. I got lots of submissions this week. More new hot music for your eardrums. Lots of it. Boy, once I tell people to submit, they're generous with their submissions. And we do appreciate it, because if you send more stuff, we will play quite a bit. We'll play blocks. We'll play chunks.
I like it fresh.
We like it fresh and steamy.
But not steaming, just steamy. So in that spirit, this dude, Ron Chill Williams, hit me up like a month ago. And I was going on my Mexican vacation, and in the fray, his stuff got backburnered a little bit.
Oh my.
So I want to catch up with Ron and his crew, which are called Three Kings. And they go by KNGZ, so Three Kings. And they've got their own Bandcamp page filled with hot freshness, featuring cameos from a lot of St. Louis underground ringer heavyweights, with production by track stars. They're responsible for Chingy and others. They got Lifestyle from Perfect Strangers and one of the organizers of Slumfest on here. Bunch of people, bunch of hot looking people on here. So we're going to go ahead and get into some Three Kings for the first hour of Pump It or Dump It. Three Kings Bandcamp page. Bump it, good. So their new project's called End Sight. One word, E-N-D-S-I-G-H-T, End Sight. And the three of them are Chill, Iz, and Mehru Muad'Dib. I think that's right, Muad'Dib or Muad'Dib. You might want to write a phonetic pronunciation for us on the Facebook thread, if you would, please, guys, if you're listening. Everyone else, you are encouraged to go over to our Facebook thread right now on my Facebook page, Tucker Dale Booth, Redondo Beach, California. We have a post up about today's Kill Radio show with plenty of comments on there. Go over and get yourself involved. And if you want to make some requests, some internet submissions of your own, that wall is the place right there. Go tag us. I dare you to. If you do, we'll probably end up playing it. That's my word. Word is bond. So without further ado, Three Kings, End Sight. You can find this at the number 3 KNGZ, thethreekings.bandcamp.com. End Sight. Learn about it.
They consume the world. They consume the world. They consume the world. It's blasphemous, antagonists consume so much they ravenous. Don't believe in abstinence, take a ride off in the ambulance. But it ain't no accident, this ain't rocket science, not even calculus. Booking also refresh here in a state of paralysis. We working so hard, we blew off all our calluses. The ballot was cast, the vote to save the world should be unanimous. We at consumption junction, government function, what's your function? Resources should be abundant and come and destroy dysfunction, or we won't function. Mother Earth ain't bluffing, we dilute the substance. Waters won't stay gushing, this dimension's nothing. So we moving forward, since the Earth is tortured, full of pain and suffering. Now our souls are buffering, they can't keep the plundering, peeling back the covering. Astrologic numbering, memoirs, them bars, jail cells, consume, reveal, do bail, do tail, our hail, full sail, guardrails, do fail, wind nail, too frail, to inhale, curtail, to prevail, all hail, Three Kings, Three Kings, Three Kings, Three Kings. They consume the world.
consume the world. They consume the world. They consume it. Corporations like Shell giving indigenous folk hell. Privatization of jails. Blood and tears leave trails. A world where the strong exploit the frail. Chalk outline, preach tales. Gloom and doom for those who consume. Slave on auction blocks, new stock. Real like cameras, truth is in my stanzas. Street commandments and scandalous. Oh, so serious, conspiracy theorists. Poor righteous teachers, they can't handle us. Corporations dictate state policy. That's fascism. Perfect camaraderie, highway robbery. Crazy ass psychology, slaving for paper, credit statements got us living with hatred for our neighbors. With 12 labels, I cross mind, moonlight craters. To natural thoughts transform from a human resource. Looking for a way out, it's the thoughts you put forth. It's the thoughts you put forth. Three kings.
They consume the world. They consume the world. They consume the world.
Land of the free and home of the brave. Convince a fool he's free and you will keep a slave that always behaves like a patriot. And for the love of this country, get his ass shot and thrown in a bag. And in return, all his family gets is a flag. And a sad ass story, far from the truth. A wooden box and a 21 gun salute. How many troops gotta die in these shitty ass wars that don't do nothing but exploit the poor? Cause ain't no senator, a congressman, or send his goddamn child to Africa. Understand to die by the hands of a capitalist. Kick back in the lazy boys, crush his dick. It's a sick game of chess for the elite. Except these fucking assholes playing for keep. They don't weep over pawns that die in the field. They don't care about innocent blood when it spills. They will bomb and kill women and babies. They consumed by greed like a dog with rabies. And they
consume the world. They consume the world. They consume the Animate machines with the all spark. And no, I didn't get it at Walmart. How we all dark ruled by the illuminated. Human hatred, I see wealth accumulated. About a 1% I occupy my own mind. Cut my phone line, commodified online. My time won't give me time. Damnation, complacent. For the sake of the plantation. Fuck that, the price of my soul is too high. Control my own, they told us true lies. They want me to brainwash you with vibrations. Poison the food, the air, the hydration. I pour libation and respect the past. Won't forget it or repeat it. How we second class when we first on the front lines, giving our lives. World consumers in Babylon, living to die.
Three kings consume the world. Off their joint End Sight, which you can find at thethreekings.bandcamp.com.
Friends asked me the other day, do you ever get nervous at shows? I replied, every time. But it's all about what you do with that energy, man. Check it out.
When the spotlight is on you and you have the crowd's attention and all of your intention just lapses into tension, is the crowd gonna give you ridicule and recognition? Keep your cool, turn off the eyes and use your inner vision in your mind. There's a notebook with everything you've written, every line. Just waiting to be spitting. Open fire on your competition with no intermission. Keep your mind on your mission. Fate guides the decision. Spit for your closest kin. All of your friends who walked out the door in the morning knowing they were never coming home again. Spit fire, aim high and hit them with a black, brown, red, and yellow like a fire breathing Doberman. A Rottweiler, cause I'm known to rock wilder than the metal band. Mudding in the truck with nine tires. When I step up to the mic, it's guaranteed to melt the wires. Hope you got your Saratoga. Grab the mic and shoot.
Fire.
When I walk up to the mic, I spit.
Fire.
1950s. We keep suffering like YouTube buffering, taking aspirin while aspiring to inspire those in wars from here to Afghanistan. A lover over fighter, govern over the sovereign writers. White lights outside of the march, and never the thoughts and take it higher. You gotta walk every day through the fire like Michael Myers. Instead of a hockey mask, black mask on a task pulls you from liars. Validity fits in me like envy sits in haters. I walk in the darkness and the light, call me Luke Skywalker. So if you see me at work and notice a lack of focus, your hope is focused, warm like locusts, read my latest opus. Simultaneously hot and cold, three kings sit more fire than a fire breathing Cirque du Soleil.
Collisions, iron sharpened iron, interharness, concentrated, focused mind. Nostra bringing heat, like the tropics, Cancer, Capricorn, new worlds being formed. Swarms of brush fires, hush born liars, adding to their fiery trials. Yo, I channel the flammable, bash and trample haters like Hannibal, just as a manageable. Yo, yo, when the paper touch my pen like fire and oxygen, add new elements to the periodic table, volatile and unstable. Whole lot of custom results in instant combustion. Melt the earth's magma core, volcano start erupting.
Check dig.
Your shoulders off when you were hung from rafters. In this case, you did about face, looking forward but moving backwards. We might be in the same book, but we in different chapters. Niggas be popping this shit, now I'm having to fit back stab it. It's dangerous, surrounded by vultures. You wonder why I'm sounding so
dangerous.
We already got a million rifles aimed at us. You off the chain like luck, like luster. Busters coming clusters, equal to devil more than angel dust. Call you homie friend at a moment's end. On you I depend when my back is turned. The knife goes in when my hater soul eternally condemned.
It seems I've every existence is rival. You worship disposal like he was an idol. Continue to stay in denial. I tower like Eiffel. You taking an eyeful.
You want me to fall?
Want me to fall?
It just ain't happening.
Ain't happening.
You want me to crack under pressure? I measure my treasure with rapping.
I can see.
Past the horizon.
Past the horizon.
I walk in my steps, don't hate you. horizon. With kindred spirits, I network like my name is Verizon. Most people know better, but still they act like the world is flat. And merely because delivery guffaws at people who don't stay where they're at. How can I stay in the same mindset all my life when my thoughts is jointed? If I was the same person I always was, then I should be disappointed. Haters boo and rant on that lean because they want to move but can't. Changing your mental position distinguishes differences between humans and plants.
I'm digging it. I see our friend Leroy Jenkins has a feature on one of these, so we might as well play that one. Another Trackstars production. Trackstars Sweat. Leroy Jenkins
Make
Sweat.
Make the dollars daily. Sometimes I still feel crappy. My boss is yelling at me. Now I'm the boss and I still ain't happy. Exquisite. My third eye has witnessed this music business. I want to jump into the bottomless pit and see how bottomless the pit is. Now I'm off hiatus. Now haters really hate us. We ain't even rich and famous. You need a plus to grade us. I got these fledglings under. It really makes me wonder how they're restricting numbers when education of a monster slumbers. When I become the miser, I hope to become the wiser. Punching the clock is like punching through a wall of brimstone fire. Out of male employees full of estrogen. Yellow ring of fear like Sinestro. Men begin to sound like one of a pimp's best hoes. In the end, I feel like I'm trapped on an island with nothing but rocks to talk to. No one at work sees what I'm really about. Just hut one, hut two. Just a flock of sheep marching out of obligation to the master, faster than a bastard that entrap us through social economic persuasion. Cut them off with the axes, keep them all spinning like an axis. Even if I paid my home off today, I still got personal property taxes. I'm an artist at heart, yet I'm far from a corporate thinker. Stay in your own lane if you're gonna change lanes, then at least put on your blinker.
Superstar, but right now I'm just a nigga making cheese fries. You getting blow just to get through these hell nights. You about to blow up, nigga, yeah, right. P. Diddy just called, he online too, but first put the mayonnaise on that bread, right? Who you kidding? I never do this shit for real. I'm just an employee who can flow great. I cook steaks well done with a butter sauce and spit raps to co-workers on my smoke break. I send my tape to a couple record labels, told my bio to let them know that I flow hard. Man, that shit don't work, I'm from STL. I might as well have sent the motherfuckers postcards. In my city, I'm a nigga with the ill style. Idiotic is the music cause I'm real wild. You can catch me on stage or in front of the lens, and your favorite MC's getting killed now. Man, you niggas started doing music overnight. Elementary school is when I learned to spit. The way I rap is like a goddamn perm kid. Give me the mic too long and I'ma learn this shit. Man, my daughter rap better than these fuck dudes. I don't care, I'm getting tired of these black guys. Spit nothing but truth when I'm in the booth. And in the hip-hop pool, I've been baptized. You can take it how you want it, I'ma sweep my mind. I got bars to eliminate your top 10. I'm the best, y'all go ahead and talk it out. I'll be back, shit, I gotta go and clock in. Damn.
Monday.
Here anywhere from 8 to 13 hours. Rush hour resembled a multicolored flock of sheep. Now I'm surrounded by those who only talk instead of speak. Tortured cyborgs spout morbid corporate cliches. Remix recycled jargon from a CEO DJ. Only few here have a soul, and we're constantly disturbed. Cause we have the character flaw of being bred to live our word. Moral standards are handicaps in this business practice. Whether you're male or female, you are forced to be an actress. A Sally Hemings subordinate to the corporate lemmings. Instead of reporting the ordinance of the ordinary like Peter Jennings, I retreat inside my mind and start to mentally scribe a rhyme, a ritual to protect my soul and simultaneously pass the time. Then I'm suddenly surrounded by these misfit toys who think I'm crazy. Reviewing the sales plan and credit scans as if their ploys can save me. They got me throwed off. I'm at the pharmacy
series, even Olaf, rip the toes off, cause I can't believe what the sanctity of my soul cost. I love my craft, and every verse I seal it with a kiss, cause obviously for me it's the only freedom that exists. I don't rip, I rick the mic, not like Ross, more like Flair. I'm surrounded by snakes of broken dreams and vacant stairs. I hope you all escape, though I'm the only one who cares. The newest king will do these things as answers to your prayers. Just to prove to you that the power of God is everywhere, I manifest destiny out of the evening air.
Yowzers. Track Stars on the beat. Welcome back, Track Stars. Nice to hear you guys again. I've got Chris Hensley from LowCashMagazine.com on my other phone line right now. So while I talk to him and catch up, here, say hi to the mic, Chris. There he was. If you heard him, you're lucky. Check dig, Three Kings. Bandcamp Sweat.
2013. Yo, common sense and common courtesy are uncommon these days. They think it's a superpower or something. Yo, life is like a scary movie sometimes. The black one dies first because they're typecast with loud mouths and silent eyes. You get bypassed if a gentle heart has a violent guise. Dim sun set by various just society supplies. I fly over it like airplanes dropping chemical trails in the sky, affecting the unsuspecting human minds. The capital is guilty of many capital crimes. It's tactical, and they subjugate us by design. While I write, I see the signs. Getting with killing Maru, so from here to Peru, our script can shift the paradigm. We use foresight guided by intuition, so our plight will be blighted by the present conditions. The essence is written. Our coalition will offer you no quarter, cause we know that from you it won't be given. The solar system has a rhythm spitting off heat. We're attacking political factions living off. Acting like it's toxic. Mother wit is what I spit. Permanent cosmic intelligence. Evidence of Big Bang content. Give a man a glass of wisdom, can't make him drink. Give a man a good idea, you can't make him think. Lyrics remind you your God's image. Listen, get replenished with prayer for godly visits. Deep in your soul and spirit, intuition. It's the way out the fiction. Better decisions. The age to stay mentally engaged. Pay attention. Did I mention a new dimension? Feel the power surge from words like swarming as Hitchcock birds. On the verge of bliss, less than stands the test of time, cause time don't exist. Expand your consciousness. I'm talking six tips, third dimension, two tips. Soul expansion is limitless.
Common sense is almost like a superpower out here. Why? Because logic has become so rare. People saying, what does it say in the story? I should read it for myself.
It's commonly comedy, commonly arsony, larceny, a varsity, reverse psychology, dichotomy, logically makes you rise from poverty, mentality suffers from robbery, your bullets be dodging me, we're two attempts, the kings with ears, dimensional ribs, give you swift kicks off how clear, poetic bliss is what you miss, it's grammatical, my mathematical sabbatical is only compatible with radical, third eyes open, others left comatose, vomitos, it all goes back to D.C., District of Columbia, Columbus didn't discover, already here was more than one of us, you ain't brought a single thing, why you tangling and mingling, some call it intuition, I call it my spider sense tingling. I see right into it, it's commonly known as cavity. Bring you down like gravity in Earth's cavities. Barbarians taught us this savagery. We're concise like surgery, a perjury, a murdery. Commonly meets with fire so hot and even burns surgery.
Common sense is almost like a superpower out here. Why? Because logic has become so rare. People say it, what does it say in the story? I should read it for myself when my lawyer does it for me. Say it's intuition. Should read it for myself when my lawyer does it for me.
good sounding stuff coming off this Bandcamp page. TDB approves. You get the presidential approval rating. This is Tucker Dale Booth, and I approve this Bandcamp offering. Bump it or dump it, fresh Bandcamp offering. Nice stuff, boys. And this next one by Three Kings off Endsight has a great title. It's called Superfly. How can I resist? Superfly. Beard.
Ever since I was a little guy, I wrote my soul out on the paper to become Superfly. Superfly. Not the fly that's in the tide, but look up in the sky. You see me soaring, absorbing power from you and I.
You and I.
No, of course, rap's more than a course in my mind's third eye. Watering the roots, determine the way that we live and die.
Live and die.
But scratch that, we gon' all live forever. I'm flying to distant planets and bringing you back our lost treasures.
Treasures.
Death is a closed scroll, life is an open book, and I'm the author. So I wake up every day and take a sip of my rhyme water. So now I'm ready to jump into an ocean full of sharks, ready to leave the mark on these marks looking in the dark of our hearts.
Of our heart.
You looking for three kings? Then just follow the sparks. I gave birth to so many rhymes, my microphone has stretch marks. It's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's the king with three
kings.
You got a crook in your neck, cause you gotta look up to me. Occasionally phasing ways and wasting amazing. Now I rise to any occasion. As long as I bless the mic, lyrics blazing.
Superfly. We superfly. We superfly.
We super beings,
super beings.
We stay fly.
Stay fly.
Elevation of the mind is the reason why.
Reason why.
You gotta follow your heart, even when you're tired.
When you're tired.
You got the superpower to super fly.
Super fly.
We super beings,
super beings.
We stay fly.
Stay fly.
Elevation of the mind is the reason why.
Reason why.
You gotta follow your heart, even when you're tired.
When you're tired.
You got the superpower to super fly.
Smooth river now. Likewise, overflow is my style. Rise as a phoenix, double helix, crazy and wild. Mix between John 3. 16, astrology, astronomy, resuscitated, resurrected, anomalous, super being. Trilateral, pyramid pattern, square, equal, enemy, scattering. A volatile Molotov cocktail, third degree burst tail. Hot as shit, I spit is hotter than hell. Holding my neck like Jesus scars from three rusty nails. Now it's my three kings tale how I prevail. Death, the last chapter, I put it in my rapping. Met my truest self, now I'm self-master. Bump your gum. The ultimate truth, the soul is death proof. Fight those who will corrupt and pollute. Flesh-eating bacteria in my tooth. Necrotizing fasciitis in the mouth of this poor righteous. Third eye super fly like Jimi Hendrix. Kiss the sky.
We super beings.
Super beings.
We stay fly.
Stay fly.
Elevation of the mind is the reason why.
Reason why.
You gotta follow your heart, even when you're tired.
When you're tired.
You got the superpower to super fly.
Super fly.
We super beings.
Super beings.
We stay fly.
Stay fly.
Elevation of the mind is the reason why.
Reason why.
You gotta follow your heart, even when you're tired.
When you're tired.
You got the superpower to super fly.
Most
fly.
Of my life I've merely been a mild-mannered reporter. Akashic recorder of strife, struggle, pain, and torture. Till I realized that I couldn't wait on nobody else. And that I was the superhero sent to save myself. I ain't waiting on a deal, I'm leaping tall buildings. Capturing A&Rs and trapping with cables from ceilings. Cause nowadays record executives are super villains. Killing the conscience, just and poisoning the ears of children. Back when I was broke driving my Bonneville, I never know that I would go from Tom O'Neill to Ron O'Neill. The hero's been revealed, game's bigger than Shaquille. Hourglass and balance scales are still my sacred seal. Rally the troops, Three Kings is a super group. About to hit the matrix with a virus and make it reboot. We formed a Justice League of lyrical variety, and I appropriately dubbed the Arch Society. What?
Yeah, okay then. Superfly. These guys have got a lot of good stuff. I'm not going to play all of it today, but I definitely want to play the other one by Trackstars that I see on here. So that other Trackstars joint was amazing, too. Actually, they've all sounded great. Really nice set, guys. Appreciate the submission. You have definitely been bumped and will be bumped more on Bump It or Dump or Bump or whatever. So, yeah, good stuff. Here, look, we're going to do this one. It's called New Day, produced by Trackstars.
Instead of making yourself ready for the world, you have to make the world ready for you to become the new day.
A new day born from the ashes of yesterday. Master your role in a new way. Universal protege. Walking on the hate they say. Trap stay laid. Negativity at bay. So war, so sore and baptized in the blessed life. Ignoring mistakes, make us double.
out, conceivably achieving the height of nimbus clouds. Leader of a new path, new days, inventor of a new map, new ways, the center of our craft, pathways. If your soul is broke, I rhyme pains. Selected memory brings this energy. Enemy sequentially see an increase in identity. New taxes and war calls for new weaponry. The telemetry of our telepathy is heavenly. So I'd rather be a prophet or a segue. A mesh lit in the dark, inspiring the next day. There's unity for life in blackness. I am Umoja, Ankh, damn.
Cause life is crazy, never know how long you got before it just stop. The world's never been ready for what's never been before. So you're the new. Surprising, the sunlight knocks on my window and tells me represent for my friends and my kinfolks. Victory is so close I can taste it. Existentially, time is spent or it's wasted. Either way, it's gone, so every dawn is a masterpiece. As an artist, my life is drawn as I reach for a lyrical mastery. The life I live is intricate like a tapestry, and the picture I weave is dedicated to those who didn't live to see me succeed. So success ain't a choice but a need. I got a whole human race.
Kings, New Day, produced by Track Stars. You can find all this again at the number 3KNGZ, the3kings.bandcamp.com. Good submission. Nice pump today, John.
Hey, liking these guys a lot. They're very classic sounding. I think all of our friends are going to really enjoy these a lot in the podcast as well.
Yeah. I was definitely digging a lot of the lyricism and wordplay in there. And a lot of the ideas that they were covering too, you know, they're thinkers, they're deep, man. They're
it going... bears more than one listen because it's extremely listenable.
Yeah. So our buddy Ace Ha, the album cut king, who's one of the greatest beat makers I know, had submitted this guy Methics from Calgary, from Alberta.
Caught him last week. The guy's fucking Canada. Burning. He's burning.
Yeah, Methics. Methix. Methics. And we're gonna play some stuff that Ace sent us. I was talking with Methics too. He's a real cool dude. This first one we're going to play is up on YouTube, and it's called 6 Minutes, produced by your boy Ace Ha.
Some things are just better done with no tooth, no drums. Add money to a relationship, deceit will show. You try to suppress a man, it's when he seems to grow. See, I seen that whole scene and it seems so gross. Gotta keep your eye on your girl, cause she beef with folk. You say I've been knocked down on a bed of smut. I say I'm having a rest and I'm just getting up. Yeah, I ain't never stressing no ratchet. I'm attractive, I'm handsome, let me back at this rap shit. Let's go, just know you roll with a pro. I'm poking holes in my veins, I'm overdosing on flow. Until I lose control, I'm comatose or I'm slow. Like I need a straitjacket, overcoat or a robe. Yo, Hugh Hefner's true, who's fresher? Don't judge the size of my dick, but I'm a huge, huge effort. Haters criticize until they hear something like this, and they start pounding their fists like that sick son of a bitch. I marvel at this life, I'm finally liking what I'm making. Opportunist with the food chain, so I'm frying up some bacon. I'm high enough up to be flying with such luck, it's like retirement. All day I'm firing up Dutch, driving down the highway, got my shit on cruise. New music from the tube, put that shit on too. Some call it a fetish, cause I shit on dudes. You want it, then come get it, I can shit on you. No knowledge or no boundaries. See, I don't see limits, and physics pivots around me. No surprise, the simplistic bitches doubt me. But everything alive will cease to exist without me. Hold the ovation, that's a pretty bold statement. Till they see the world on my shoulders, I'm holding no weight yet. The distinction lies in the subtleties. You can pile on more and I won't buckle underneath. The problem child in the office now. I'm monstrous, toxic, obnoxious, foul. And moved out in the ends, I'm out to offend. Like a creep, heathen, demonistic council of men. So far, stand up, show them we ain't playing that. How we school them on the track, show them how we lay it down. We take some clever shit, integrate it with a sound. Until the haters get a rager up their faces on the ground. So beyond what I'm supposed to know, I develop at a rapid rate like I'm supposed to know. My fears wash away in the ocean's toll. So even if I'm going crazy, I invoke control. Don't this shit sound handsome? Both hands in the air on every snare I'm snapping. Highing up a girl, I hope for interaction. She got a dread drink, so I'm hoping for an accident. Such an innocent chick, pique my interest, so I'm moving in SS. You'll never resist, from the instant we kiss, I got all of the tools, check my instrument list. It's just something I know, it's factual, but natural, just one of the pros. So if you've had enough of this gray hair, you know you need to go home, pick up the phone and get a hold of me. I'ma break it down for every simpleton. Looking on the bright side of a future that's never been so grim. When you're broke, you'll slowly go insane. And it's within that we hope to provoke change. When you cross the street, you're supposed to look both ways. But I look straight ahead and coast through both lanes. You know you've gotten fed up when the stress is up forever. Like you're not feeling great, but you meant for something better. Reality is a cold face that looks you in your eye and tells you to go away. This is my intro into fate. Heard of success, yes, watch it all integrate. This is nothing new to me. I'm in the studio usually, just rhyming a boat nut, smoking a little weed to inspire a little something. Half the time I'm peanut butter, making marriage with jams. The other half I just stare at my hands. Am I too stupid to move? Maybe I'm crazy and foolish. Maybe I wanna move and I'm just too lazy to do it. Yeah, that's probably it. Cause I just treat this shit like it's a hobby to spit. But it don't bother me, my artery grips. Love for perfection, my heart is equipped. It don't matter what I say, it just comes out nice. Plus a lust for the English language, it's felt outright. I've developed intelligence and for a man and my celibate, that's irrelevant. You can tell it's the plan. Fetch me my weed, smoking shoes in my pipe. You get the dope, I'll focus on the vocal booth and the mic. I put my feet up, dazed and blaze the weed up. Knowing life ain't ever the same when it speeds up. It's been so long, I was so low. Had to hold on to my own soul. That's what you get with a repetitive mind state. In a slump for months, in 1 second was wide awake. He sent the beat, so I'm checking it out. Got me tuning in with my head in the clouds. I'm lost in a thought with a monstrous plot. Where I'm caught in this monotonous haunting of spots. There's another ghost there, we always beefing and shit. We taking over the bodies of living people and shit. We could have the grandparents start battling at dinner. When done, look at the family like tally up the winner. The rest look confused like they don't know what is wrong. And poof, we leave the bodies and both of us are gone. Could be a video concept. Then again, maybe I'm just talking some nonsense. Astounding in the booth, magnificent gentleman outstanding, and I'm cute. Old towns surround me when I move. Nah, I'm kidding, I just pronounce sounds until it's cool. So slept on, it's changing this year. The council is the underground, it's getting famous this year. Sit back, bitch, I'm a spit classic. Got the zigzags rolling that riff-rap shit. I'ma rap harder when I run out of funds. Cause my bars are bullets, yeah, son of a gun. I'ma take the mic stand, hunting for fun. On a busy street, showing off, stunting in tongues. I'll meet a psychic, she'll gawk at my insights. When she tries to read my mind, she'll leave traumatized for life. Buffering beyond what I drop for root of evil. Sorry, I'm just coughing up some weed smoke.
You know how he do. That's Methix. That's how Canadians rap, folks, in case you didn't know. And I gotta say, as far as what we're capable of giving you here on Needs a Job week by week is some pretty banging stuff. Let's listen to a little more Methix. This one's called Mushmouth also produced by the one and only Ace Ha. Yeah. That Ace Ha.
Gotta read my shit. Cause I wrote it last night. Not magic, you know? Judge me. If I was magic, I'd magic a fucking tooth in my face. Yeah, I'm in the pain, I ain't playing by no means. Grab Lil Wayne's stomach, fuck it, pump it for codeine. Name my Mike Tyson, bring fire like lightning. My entire life been a higher light, I enlighten. She skip rope like I may have some fun. I'm like, nah, bitch, I don't crisscross when I jump. You probably don't get it, get a metal detector. Take it and then check for a plate in your head. You maybe just maybe had a brain and it's fled. And that cavity was left very vacant instead. I'm vacationing, laying in bed. Got the day wasted, feeling great and I'm fed. This chick is getting jealous and I relish in the fun. So I'm developing an element like elephant trunk. The intelligent one, I'm enveloped in confidence. To see it, you don't need a telescopic optic lens. Check it out and beware I tear it down. Whoever carries the crown, I'm prepared to wear it now. I'll tear it away, then stare in your face. Waiting like you got something scary to say. And as soon as you start to mutter, I'ma hit your fucking cheek until it slams into the other. Then cross-connect his futures looking possibly grim. I beat his ass all while pickpocketing him. Got a big money scheme, I've been getting involved. Tunneling, relieving banks of weight left in the vault. I'm missing a tooth, Ace assumes I'm utter lots. A senior citizen thinks I can't say butterscotch. He's nagging, but I don't hear fuck all. At your age, grow a beard, go make some duck calls. It's like you shower in musk oil. Plus, so the beach you sand literally suck balls. I just clown his ass and he knows it. We don't act like little girls, we laugh at the bullshit. Yeah, I have an act and it's growing. I laugh at these little rappers cause I'm actually flowing. They just basically say shit, they sound all monotone. Offbeat and emotionless, it's foul and comical. I'm basically raping this heat, I'm great on a breakbeat. If you think that I play weak, wait till I blaze weed. I don't know if it matters at all, but my taste for life's different. My palate's evolved. I'm having a ball come through in a record scene. It's easy when all these rappers lean on promethazine. I stay in touch with a Ouija board. I reach for anger anytime that I reach her. I feel I'm already home on a resort. I'm dropping every Monday, and it's only week four.
That's Mushmouth by our boy Methix with the Ace Ha production. Here's another one. It's called Let It Breathe, produced by Ace Ha.
Got word like 2 this morning. Produce passed away. It's Monday. So this Monday I'm going to go in for produce. Think I'm hung, try to sleep with me, it's fine. I'm 5'8 with small feet, read between the lines. Genetically designed with the tendency to shine. This ain't a phase to me, it's my identity to rhyme. Come play with me, I will readily intertwine my basic needs into the center chi of a lion. Got the energy of a tyrant competitively, so better believe I get violent. I'm a Leo overbearing and I'm confident. I'm the needle that she's tearing up the condom with. To some people it's apparent when the conflict hits, but some evil isn't glaring and it's nondescript. Building with a top hat, an overwhelming feeling, try and top that. Label the villain and I'm not that. Shit, I should be paid millions to not rap. It's very visible and plain. Rappers won't have it, they miserable and vain. Give me that hard shit, I'm whittling away during economic hardship and physical restraint. I need to muster up some teeth still. I don't freeze up or stutter when I speak. Choking this beat till it mutters in defeat. Ace screaming, meth, let that motherfucker breathe. Exactly just happened. It's kind of shitty cause I'm ahead of my time. I figure when they catch up, I'll probably be dying. I sit alone, I don't trust much people. So my gift to touch people without touching people. Yeah, I'm in tune with much. My intelligence is maneuvering. It used a clutch, it's amusing. They don't get a clue enough. What's that saying? Stupid is as stupid does, right? Now move back cuz when the dude snap your roof racket, move back tons. I'm the new cat, these dudes wag it, spitting a rhyme. The representative for skill, the definitive line. You'll need a gimmick, so get limited time. And your image is there to mimic
nice work. Let it breathe. Gotta give some love. Gotta give some love to Ace High. They got an RIP on here to their fallen brother, too. To Deuce. Yo, there you go. A lot of good stuff on there, man. The Mexican taco truck outside's banging some different stuff, but you know, it's cool. We can still bang our stuff. So those were some cuts by Methix, man. I want to play one more just because Ace High is awesome, and every one of those beats was awesome, and every one of those rhymes was awesome. So let's do another one from Methix with an Ace High beat, Out of Control, by Canada's own Methix. You know how they do. Canada. You know what I'm saying? Canada. Like that Canada.
Yeah, this is a song I recorded like a month ago. So what I did is I took all my main vocals out. I left everything else in. Background, chorus, shit like that. We'll see.
We ain't out of control. Now I require respect. Grip on my balls and I'm flipping them all. The middle finger like you bitches ain't ripping them all. Just get erratic, start trashing the places. Get acrobatic like that shit amazes. Get all my writing done back in the basement. It's a fact, it's automatic, just an act that I play with. Stomping the way through, crossing canals, climbing mountains, sipping across the backs of wild crocodiles. I was sent to read my text in a biblical fashion. To send 10 of you men a syllable assassin. I got minimal raps for these pitiful bastards. Just consider them whack, we'll get rid of them after. Individuals laugh, I just mimic them back. So my image is very vivid like a bit of an ass. Step back, I'm getting mad and I'm pushy. I'm looking down at this cat, what's looking back is a pussy. I took it back, what you looking at is a rookie. I'm pushing fast, my crooked ass been bad as a bookie. What? Let's get erratic, get your man and we go.
Definitely out of control up here in the studio. It feels very, very out of control. John, calm the fuck down. Settle down. Simmer down.
Had me just twitching in my chair. I'm telling you, man.
Dude, I thought I was going to have to administer CPR.
Hey, I'm really appreciating Ace out there. And I know he's fully contributed on the Facebook page. And so glad to have all you guys out there.
Shout outs to Mario Grimm, the editor at hiphopclub.biz, where you can check out my blog, Tucker Booth Needs a Blog. It's been on hiatus for a little while, but I'm coming back. Don't worry. I'll have some more stuff up there soon enough. We're working out the details. And lowcashmagazine.com, my buddy Chris Hensley out in Arizona, holding down Phoenix for us. Much love out to those guys, too. So our boy DJ Innovation, who is always so good with the music submissions and recommendations, had said that we should feature Seymour Awesome today. And there are some friends of mine. I know these guys. They've come and supported our most recent endeavors in St. Louis. I've seen them at Slumfest. They're kind of some of the up-and-coming indie underground pioneers in St. Louis. And they're buddies with Les, who we featured on here, and buddies with some of our other friends that we affiliate with. So I said, you know, I think you might just be right. And I know they've got a new album out called Peach Lavender, which they've been promoting and doing shows for. And I've seen a bunch of their activity on Facebook and Twitter because I'm friends with these guys and I follow them. So we're going to go ahead and feature it today. And once again, we're doing this from Bandcamp. It's Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R, Awesome. SeymourAwesome.bandcamp.com. Go check out Peach Lavender on their website over there. We're going to get into it right now with the title track, Peach Lavender.
Seymour Awesome, yeah. In your face.
Pardon the interruption, discard the lard and spit shards with much gumption. Dutch oven heat released upon these beats. Much love when you see a decent presence in the streets. And by that, what I mean, cats is all up on the scene. Talking Seymour Awesome, kill the game and nothing remains to be seen. What's the slang mean? Go ask the good fellas or get good with your friendly neighborhood sellers. I should tell her, but she's not trying to hear it. Like a botched lyric, sipping scotch and other fine spirits. My adherence to this music is conclusive, sometimes elusive yet conducive as to why I do this. A blueprint sketchbook, dissect a hook for the next crook. All these ladies giving me the sex look. Cook behind a mic like Batali, high calorie. Follow the odyssey as I hollow all commodities.
I got the tickets to the show. Summertime adventures, wondering if I had it better than I once remembered. It's back when I was young, I used to have a lot of fun hanging out with different people that you probably thought were dumb. Coming to your own and know the truth about yourself before you end up in a state of mind that needs some mental health. Officially a martyr like a kid is in the chocolate. Been abducted once or twice but always came back and rocked it. Got you in the mood to do something kind of foolish out in public. Don't you love it like a new way to live clueless? When the world acts like a silly little bitch, you gotta kick it in the ass and try to make it fit. Cause when the rough get going, it's like everything's not flowing like it should, I could, have would. But see, I didn't have the goods to make a decent impact. Enough for all this riffraff. I know what I need and it's not easy trying to get back. I got back the tickets to the show. Let me open up your door so we can flow. Dragon, giving hickeys to girls in the high-end fashion. I admire your attire, but it looks tired. I'm inspired by fresh young Esquires. We don't test drive, we joy ride in a 9-5, rolling 1.5 till the uprise. Let's get acquainted, hit the slick on the speed like we're snuffing buildings overseas. It's more cheese. Pulled up in the MG with a trunk full of kimchi, then traded it in for a few eccentrics. Simply pimping off the mystery, lifted off the history. It's kinda hard not to resist me. We're flooded cause they love it, we always stay above it. Fearing from the rubbish, rap game Jimmy Buffett. Come off that tough shit, we on that hard to touch shit. Holding it down in the clutch if it's nothing. I got the tickets to the show. Let me open up your door so we can flow.
Been reports that we're not being heard, that the broadcast is down or that the station is down. I don't know whether to confirm or deny that, but I know we're still podcasting, so we'll keep you up to date on whether or not they come back or not on the feed. This next one's by Seymour Awesome. Play a player, pimp, come on.
Yeah.
player, player. Pimp, come on.
Come on.
Can't you see that you're doing it wrong?
Doing it wrong.
We in the Babel Bill hitting the bomb. Hit while you hating from the sideline playing the pawn. Player, player. Pimp, come on.
Come on.
Can't you see that you're doing it wrong?
Doing it wrong.
We in the Batmobile hitting the bomb.
Hit
while you hating from the sideline playing the pawn.
I'd like to interrupt the lameness of the game. It's insane that it's this way, but I accept it. It stays ingrained. Show and prove it's the groove we possess. Your life will improve when removing the stress. Moving with the best. Passing your ass when you least expect. Fast lane cruising. Fuck the alignment. It's just dumb luck because I barely survived it. Never invite problems to my doorstep. Keep my floor swept. Ignore rhetoric. I bet it makes you sick if you're letting it. Exercise the demons. Leave them screaming. There's grand schemes, but the plans aren't even decent. So I'm leaving. Now I'm peeking. Not quite weekend, and it's early in the evening. Worldly men waving girlies to the bed. Surely they're scheming, but I'm beaming, steady dreaming, and I'm leaning towards some vague sense of achievement. Stay on the mic, spitting that slapstick, coming through in a snap like Vlasic. A spastic back flipping up the script so it's satisfactory. Out to haberdashery I step, I have no cash left. Duckets on free, still puffing on trees until it's the last of it.
Player, player, pimp, come on.
Come on.
Can't you see that you're doing it wrong? The Babel Bill hitting the bomb. While you hating from the sideline playing the pawn. Player, player, pimp, come on.
Come on.
Can't you see that you're doing it wrong?
Doing it wrong.
We in the Babel Bill hitting the bomb. While you hating from the sideline playing the pawn.
Come on.
I pulled up looking clean in my 1985 GMC with a chick beside me. On that bitch seat, I'm revving big blocks. 427, watch the end rock. So fucking powerful, I know my bitch gon' get off. Brand new sneakers, brand new speakers, brand new hits, and with a feature future. Whatever suits you on this shit, we will not dispute ya. Canvas kicks with throwback knits, I still look fly, got hella grip. I'm rolling out of the Peshmo shit. My pimp game, there's no measurements. Pressuring pedestrians for estrogen. Check the regiment, mixing doses could be treacherous. Hold up, I've done some of the nasty shit, yep. Up, no misconduct, and I've been living off of potluck ever since I wrecked my Honda. I'm beyond buzzed, I'm gone, cuz living life like Don does. Kicking it at Ronda's with Mike Wonder on the come up. From sundown to sun up, we stay in the cut. Over and under on you fucks, like Beavis in your butt. What up?
Player, player, pimp, come on.
Come on.
Can't you see that you're doing it wrong?
Doing it wrong.
We in the Babel Bill hitting the bomb. While you hating from the sideline. Playing the pawn, player, player, pimp, come on.
Come on.
Can't you see that you're doing it wrong?